I'm sitting in the preserved woodlands behind my home. And it's been quite some time since I felt drawn to record or even to walk, venture in this beautiful sacred land. On the East Coast, we've been having a very wet, damp, humid summer with very little sun. And for whatever reason, the mosquitoes and the gnats have been just taking over this woodland. It's been a challenge to spend any amount of time walking or sitting, contemplating. Today is another cloudy day, although it's cooler. It's humid, it's still cooler, and the mosquitoes and the gnats don't seem quite so vibrant. And perhaps it's the time of year, it's coming into the fall. Today is September 14th, 2018. And I'm sitting here contemplating all of the changes in my life and in so many others' lives. So much is changing and shifting and can be quite scary and ungrounding for many of us, even if we're consciously aware and working on preparing ourselves for these shifts. It can still feel quite ungrounding and unrooting. I just love this space, taking in with all my senses the sounds of nature, the breeze as it sweeps against the leaves of the trees, watching the leaves dance, hearing the breeze dancing with the leaves and the trees, holding that sacred dance, the birds joining in with their beautiful melody, and perhaps an airplane that always visits us during my recordings. There's an airport very close by. I love the sound of airplanes. And I hear the squirrels making their sounds. All of nature preparing for winter. Energy beginning to slow down. Feeling the shift of Gaia's rhythm, my rhythm. Slowing down and embracing that. Allowing myself to follow the rhythms of my own cycles. And also sensing into Gaia and the seasons. I attached a photo to this recording, a photo that I took in my home as spring was beginning to birth the vibrant pink flowers, and my cat Miwa and the beautiful goddess with the crystal. And I felt drawn or called to post the picture because for anybody that lives in the East, it's been quite a challenging summer as far as not a lot of sun. And I wanted to speak very briefly about my own journey into myself, into my meditation, my contemplation, my imagination. And this beautiful creation on the inside, as I look at the picture and as I share it, I hope that you can also find that your imagination can take you places that allow for such a surrender into the senses, into creating whatever joyful, delightful possibility, endless possibilities that our imagination can create for our experiences, our inner experiences. And the imagery that when we can breathe into that nothingness, that void, that empty space within. And it does take practice to settle in into the moment, breathing as if your breath was a balm, a warm balm, just emanating glorious sacred flight throughout your body. It's been a challenging time for me, and again, I know for many. And the more that I can sit and be still and breathe and move, listen to what my body is needing, the more I can do that, the more I surrender into that, it takes me into this inner space that is a soil that feels potent and that can be a space of whatever birthing needs to occur. I love the death process of our cycle, our birth, death, rebirth cycles. It can be such a sacred time. And so I'm going to end this recording. Just wanted to share a little bit about where I was at and to share this photo. And I hope that it adds some joy, some grounding, some support to whoever is listening.